It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
You got the time wrong. So I'm letting somebody know that they goofed up on their end. Not my end, but we'll figure this out. Maybe next month they'll come on. Well, actually next month I'll be on vacation this week. Hey, let's talk to you about sports. Tonight, again, the Suns and the Mavericks, Game 5. Split 2-2, so we'll see what happens tonight. We really need the Suns to win one here. Give them that momentum to get that fourth one in and keep moving. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications, growing in the service area daily. They're adding more and more area and more connections. So if you want to be connected or just ask questions, number one, you want to ask questions, call them, 888-227-2095. You want to know more and have them connect with you, go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Okay. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn and go in and talk to live people. You know, what a concept, huh? Some utilities don't have that anymore. But TWN does. So stop in there and talk to them. We're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants downstairs. You know, the Island Kitchen, Daniel's, and the Unique Eatery. And then there's the snack and ice cream store. Oh, yeah, you have to walk past it when you go to the restroom. So, good stuff. Good stuff. Come eat here and then go upstairs and go shopping. Clothing to boots, sports items to sunglasses, chocolate to movies. That's right, the theater's opening in the mall. So if you want to go, come on over and go. All right? And we're also brought to you by okay. Also brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. Yes, anniversary is this Friday. Check out their website for their specials going on right now. And you can also order meal prep solutions from their website. ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. All right, welcome to the program, into the studio. And it's just me because it goofed up on time. Well, it happens. All right, so let's tell you, right now you're listening to Hall & Oates Maneater. Hall & Oates are coming to the Laughlin Event Center. You can hear this song live a couple hundred feet from me. Yeah. Not till October 22nd. But you can call the Aquarius now and order your tickets for Hall & Oates. 702-298-5111. And they will be here. How cool would that be? I know. I think I have to go see that. Hey, Sean, I need your ticket. Alabama has their 50th anniversary at Harrah's Rio Vista Amphitheater. That is on the 10th of September. Call Harrah's, 702-298-4600. Jeff Foxworthy is at the E Center at the Edgewater, July 30th. Yeah. And you can call him at 702-2... You can call him the... You're not calling Foxworthy. No, you're going to call the Edgewater and order tickets. 702-298-2453. And that's the same day as the back-to-school... I mean, school's just ending right now. Back-to-school Splash Bash at Kinfolvark Park. 8 huge inflatable water slides. They bring them in from out of town. Kara Kaplan is in charge of that. You got any questions? 928-234-7388. You're better off to text her at that number. Yeah. And the Boys and Girls Club had their Margarita Festival coming July 15th. I have a table. Yeah. I bought it months ago. And I bought it for the Bid for Kids, and now it's kind of Bid for Kids and Margarita Festival all in one. If you want a table or tickets, that's, by the way, it's July 15th, call the Boys and Girls Club at 763-928-763-1411. Forget to put the area code in, but you know, now you got to put the area code in every time you call somebody. No, it makes it tough sometimes. So we were going to have the battalion chief in here from Kingman Fire. One of the things he wanted to talk about today was wildland fires and preparation. You people that live in the Wallapais and Kingman, and maybe even some of the outskirts area, you might have brush right up against your yard or trees, and you love the trees. Well, we all do. But you got to clean the area around your houses. You got to clean 30 feet all the way around. And even then, I will tell you, I've been on a lot of wildland fires. Even then, with our winds, the embers can carry. But the first thing you would want to do if you have a place in the Wallapais is a 30-foot clearance all the way around it, where if the fire is traveling on the ground through all the dried-up weeds and dried-up needles that have fallen from the trees, if it's traveling on the ground, it gets to that 30-foot area, it can't go any further. And that's what you want. And, of course, you're saying, but I got nice trees in my 30. Well, you know, you want nice trees or you want to protect your property? You have a choice. So you make the decision. You can call Kingman Fire Department for more information if you want. If you have questions, call the Kingman Fire Department at 928-753-2891. Ask for prevention, and maybe they can help you out there, okay? All right, keep moving here. We got blood drives coming up. We got a lot going on. Tomorrow there's a blood drive in Kingman at the probation department. It's in the training room. So if you're on probation or you don't want to be on probation, don't worry about it. You're going in the training room. 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. And then there's one also tomorrow at Beal Celebrations. That's 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Call Vitalant. And then there's one on the 12th at Beal Celebrations from 9 to 5. So if you're in Kingman, Wallapais, Butler, whatever, go downtown and give the gift of life in the next couple days, would you? It takes 35, 45 minutes, you know. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. They can send you the link and you can answer all the questions online before you ever get there, okay? And that's pretty cool because it saves you a bundle of time. Living Waters Hospice and Mountain View Homes are having a mixer on Thursday in Fort Mojave, 5041 Lakewood. That's at 5:30. Questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. Call Bo. Yeah. Trying to communicate here. See if I get my guest a call in from Kingman. Working on that for you right now. Chad Hansen, you crack me up. you people text stuff when I'm trying to run a serious program here. Hey, Chalk It Up 2 is coming to the Suddenlink Center on Friday. And Kara Kaplan's a busy gal on Friday. She's got the kickball and then also... Chalk It Up 2. Kickball starts at 6 o'clock at the Ken Fovard Park. Chalk It Up 2 goes on all day from like 11 to 1, and that's at the Sunlink Center. Questions, call Kara Kaplan, 928-234-7388. All right, and I believe we have Battalion Chief Jackson on the phone, right? Oh, Battalion Chief Jackson? Is this Battalion Chief Jackson?
Hi, this is Colleen. How are you?
Oh, hi, Colleen. You're live on
How
the
are
air.
You doing?
How are you?
Good, thanks. I thought I'd call in instead.
How's the world of Kingman today?
It's actually kind of overcast and a little bit chilly for, I think, this time of year, but we're going to heat up real soon. Over the weekend, we'll be back in the 90s.
Yeah. Soon you're going to... Your temperatures are going to climb here in the next couple of weeks.
yeah, for sure. Exactly. How are you doing today? How's the show going?
Well, I'm just giving out information about things going on around the town. And I'm going to let you center on Kingman as the public information officer. You know everything that's going on. And
I try to.
And it's hard sometimes because groups do stuff and they forget to tell people about it. And then they go, how come nobody showed up? And you go, well, because nobody knew about it. Well, why not? You know, and they sometimes forget that they need to tell people when they have events going on, don't they?
That is true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so that's where I come in, so I can then get the word out to a lot of great things happening in Kingman.
Yeah, I think all three towns have the same issue because they have a volunteer in charge of putting out the information, and they go, well, I sent it to the paper, you know, or somebody, I sent it to the radio station, and it didn't get out or whatever, and then the event wasn't successful because no one knew about it. But nowadays, between Facebook and email, and sometimes... Like in Bullhead City, our chamber and our city run calendars. Who runs calendars in Kingman?
I don't know. I think our tourism has some calendars.
Tourism?
A calendar that
yeah.
is pretty up to date, yeah.
Yeah. But our chamber and our city both run a calendar. And the city calendar is pretty much within the city limits. But Bo, our executive chamber director, started doing everything for anyone from bridge to bridge. So from Needles all the way to Bullhead City, if there's an event out there and they want to get it on the city on the Bullhead calendar at the Chamber of Commerce, all they have to do is call in there and they can do it for free, and it gets on even if they're not a chamber member. So, and we keep pushing
Our tourism department is really good about putting out, you know, like kind of a 2-week kind of rolling calendar of, hey, here's what's coming up the next 2 weeks and the next 2 weeks. So they're really good about that, and they have a calendar as well that I think they share with a lot of different people in the community and kind of within the county and like Kingman area, you know, Oatman and all that kind of fun tours and stuff. So they definitely keep people up to date with that calendar too.
Exactly. Hey, you know, I have a special guest on my show next Tuesday. Ron Froggen is coming down to Laughlin.
That's right. Our city manager is going to come join you. I'm pretty excited about that. I know he's excited, too. We just talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, you're going to have the city manager in here on for an hour. So you're going to have to prep him.
Oh, he's good. He knows everything about everything.
Well, if he's like Toby Cotter.
Great. I know he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, if he's like Toby Cotter, he walks in and you can't get him to quit talking because there's so much going on and so much for them to cover sometimes with all.
Absolutely.
You know.
And he's so excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a real passion for his position and for the growth that's happening within the city. So that'll be a really fun interview.
Yeah, because, you know, the city managers often know more things going on than the average council person or the average citizen because they're in the know. You know, because planning and zoning work for them, and they get the plans in for a building or something, and then somebody else is telling them, oh, guess what? I heard this is happening in our town. And they could almost be the PIO, but that their job's too busy to do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
So,
Colleen, let's take a little break. We're at
21
past, so let us take a break, and we're going to come back and chat some more.
Sounds great.
Okay. Everyone, stick around. We're going to come back with Colleen, the public information officer for the city of Kingman. We'll be right back, and we'll chat with her a little bit more about what's going on. If you have questions, you can call in to 702-298-1063. You can have two of you on the phone.
Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet in real space.
the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and the program each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money? Well, if you do, you can save money at, Java Jitters. You can save money at Zubrick T-shirts, Wings of an Angel, Golden Lock, Golden Valley Lock and Key. Yeah. Glamour Inn, Hayes Chiropractic. All you got to do is get that co-op connection card. You just go into MEC on Hancock Road. You walk in, say, here's my address, here's who I am. They look you up in the computer, make sure you're a customer. And then they hand you a co-op connection card. You put it in your keychain and just save money. It's that simple. Pick yours up today at MEC. Got questions? Call 928-763-1100. Walker Service Electric, the Walker Electricians, they're all over Mojave County every day. They're taking care of anyone in their home that needs an electrician. They're taking care of anybody at their business who needs an electrician. And sometimes they got two guys, so they work twice as fast, you know. If you need an electrician, you want an extra fan for the summer, you want a window air conditioning unit, you want something done that requires a certified electrician, because you don't want to play with electricity yourself. That's not cool, and it's not safe. Pick up the phone and call Walker. 928-718-9444. Put that number in your cell phone because they're available 24/7. You never know when you're going to have an emergency at night. You know, something break or something go out. You know, I mean, nothing lasts forever. Okay, so things break. Call them. East West Financial Services. Are you thinking about retirement? Or you need more money for retirement? Everybody can do that, huh? Well, pick up the phone and call Jack at East West Financial Services. He specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection. You know, that's like your initial investment. He doesn't want to mess with that. He just wants it to make money for you. You never lose that investment. How cool is that? So you give him $5,000 or $10,000 and just let it grow. Yeah. Call him up. 928-888-9828. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 right here in Mojave County. All right, back on the phone, and we have Colleen, the public information officer from downtown Kingman. How's the weather in Kingman today?
It's a little chilly. I think it's warming up, but we've had some pretty windy days. And, yeah, it's definitely cooling off in the mornings, I think, more than anybody's really liking. But we'll warm up this weekend, so it's going to be all good.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we've been fighting the wind down here in Bullhead City for quite a while, like a week or so.
Yeah, I just feel like it's been really windy. I don't remember being this windy in May last year.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy. So, all right, what else is happening in Kingman?
Well, we have a lot of things happening. So I think the first thing I want to start off with is tomorrow is the beginning of National Police Week. So I think there's a lot of, different national and community events going around. You know, there's a big candlelight vigil, I think, at the, U.S. National Monument this Thursday. And so I know we're not doing anything, like, real public, but I know that we have our own kind of internal award ceremony at the Kingman Police Department, and then we'll put that information out at the end of the week. But it really is a week to, honor our, law enforcement officers who, one, those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, and their family members and friends and other fellow officers that they left behind, and then also to celebrate those ones that are doing that tough job every day. And
right.
We're so lucky to live in a community that really supports our law enforcement. So it starts tomorrow and goes through the 17th, so make sure you give those law enforcement guys a big hug.
Yeah, Bullhead City is doing a third annual Back the Blue on the 21st, and it's kind of a caravan. They can't call it a parade. It's a caravan, and it goes like all the way. It starts right at City Hall over at the City Works building, and then everyone lines up, and then they just start following each other, and they go through the neighborhoods a little bit. Then they go out to the Highway 95, and they go down to the parkway, and I'll take the parkway all the way around Bullhead City. There'll probably be 300 cars in there. And when you think about 300 people or families, giving up their time to go and support the police department, it's fantastic. And that's just a part of rural Arizona, I think. We're so lucky to live in Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead with police departments that support our town and towns that support our police department.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, our public safety is definitely very valued in our communities. And I think, everyone values what they do and values the services that they all provide. So, yeah, we're really lucky to be where we are. They have such good trained, law enforcement and first responders in our area. So, yeah, So make sure to celebrate those folks here in this coming week.
Yeah, and to the public, it's Police Week. So if you want to pick up one of those little bags of Hostess donuts and drop them off, or stop at a bakery and drop off some donuts to the police department, or I'd say ice cream, but then they got bowls and dishes or a pack of cookies, a couple packs of cookies from the store that are sealed. They have to all be sealed so that they just kind of ensure safety factor there. But, you can always drop that off this week at the police departments in any of our towns, Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, the three police departments, the tribal police, and just kind of say thanks. How cool is that? What's a little bag
Absolutely.
Of donuts? What's a bag of Hostess donuts cost? $3,
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Now somebody's going to go out and buy 10 of them. So you watch. Somebody, we're going to get a call from Rusty Cooper saying, Tuna, I got 10 bags of donuts here.
Right, so, yeah, exactly. I don't know if Dunkin' Donuts is going to sell out this week, but we'll give it a good run for their money.
Yeah, well, and Rusty's shirt is kind of tight, so he's eaten donuts before. I've known Rusty for 20 years, but anyways, we can always tease him. So, and all the chiefs, all the chiefs are open for that. So, Paul has him on.
Yeah.
Paul has the chief of Kingman or Havasu on the show all the time, and then when I've had Robert Treves in here several times too, just a couple weeks ago, and they're easy to pick on because they're human, just like you and me, and they're
absolutely
they're just in charge of the police department. That's all.
That's right.
They're all good people. Yeah. All right. 31 past. Let's take another break, and we're going to come right back and chat some more with Colleen. I do want to tell you a couple more things going on. The Special Olympics Car Show is the 14th, right in front of Mione's in the Riverview Mall. 8-1. Call Nancy at 562-458-0118. And then Make Bullhead Better, Grace Heck is having her carnival hand swap meet on the same day.
Been working so hard.
Trimming your
your dog's nails is never fun, and do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pets 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call the people crazy about pets. Pets 5150, 928-577-7390. Treat your dog, 928-577-7390.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is happy to announce the Piano Men Generations. Celebrate the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. This two-concert series, the Piano Men Generations, is the first of its kind at Laughlin Ranch, under the stars, on the greens. This father and son team perform four decades of the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, live on stage at Laughlin Ranch, Friday, May 20th. Tickets $50, seats first come, only 500 seats available. Call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Barron Services. Yes. Experts in fire and security alarm systems. And for home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping, with an owner on the job daily. How cool is that? And experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets, which is the best part. Call them right now, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated a four-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and that's no piece of cake, by the way. They continue to constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, pick up the phone, call 928-758-1404, or call or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Pet 5150, they're going to have Max for 2 weeks. We're going to try them with Max because it just looks like it's Disneyland for pets when you drop off your dog there for the day or for 2 weeks like we are. You've got to see the videos on Facebook. If you're not connected to Pet 5150, do that today. Okay, pets love it there. You can tell when the dogs are running around, it's like they're smiling. Hey, this is cool, you know, because they're crazy about pets there. Daycare, complete boarding, bathing, trim the nails, do the spa, the whole nine yards. It's like a dog park inside and outside. The pets love it. So become part of the family. Book your dog today. Call 928-577-7390. And when you see your pet in the video, you'll go, "Aw, I'm so glad I booked him there." Mojave Mortgage. If you're looking for some money, you need some money? Well, this is the guy who's got it. He had a vault below his desk that was the size of Dot Foods. He had to make it bigger. It's now the size of the Pentagon. I guess the Pentagon's probably the biggest building above ground in the United States, other than a mall. But underground, it's Chad Hansen's vault. That's right. And he's got plenty of money. So you go in, you sit down, you say, oh, I want to refi my house. I need $82,000, okay? And you sit down at his big mahogany desk. It's, you know, it's 70, 80 feet long. And you sit down, you start filling out the paperwork, and all of a sudden you look up, and he's not there. He's gone. Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. And his wife says that there's a purpose for that. But anyways, it's a dumbwaiter, and it goes down into the vault. He goes down and gets your $82,000, puts on a silver platter, and comes up and hands it to you. It's that simple. So call, well, almost. Call him and get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right, back on the phone with Colleen, the public information officer from downtown Kingman at 37 Pass. Paul Lavoie's coming up next, and he has the city manager from Lake Havasu City, Jess Knutson, in the studio with him. So, Colleen, what's happening with, does your city ever review your master plan and make changes and modifications?
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because we have just launched our transportation master planning effort. And so what that entails is we are asking not just Kingman residents, but anyone who uses our road system, which I know we have a ton of people that come from out of town to enjoy our parks and do softball tournaments almost every weekend. So we would definitely like those folks to chime in, too, about, you know, what they think of Kingman roads and streets. And there's an interactive map where they can target their specific neighborhood or roads they drive every day and definitely leave comments. And they have until June 6th in order to do that. So we're really looking for folks to, you know, please be involved, please, you know, help us with what they think the direction of our streets and street maintenance should be, as well as these upcoming projects that are around our area.
Now, I have a question for you in regards to that.
Yeah.
There's talk about moving the fairgrounds. If they did that, would the city of Kingman be banging on the door of the county saying, well, since this land is right smack in the middle of our town and you're not going to use it anymore, I mean, would the city of Kingman like to take over the current fairgrounds and maybe put a park there or something?
You know, I don't know. I think that's kind of a ways off. I know that the talk about moving the fairgrounds is kind of just in those initial kind of proposals to the county, to the fairgrounds, to the PASS Association and volunteers. So I would hate to jump, to put the cart in front of the horse, if you will, to say, oh, yeah, the city's on board. I think you know, that's definitely a county topic. I know Supervisor Lingenfelter has brought that to the county's attention. And so I guess we're going to kind of sit and wait and see what the direction is that they head. And then, yeah, I'm sure the city would love to, you know, have a park there in that area of town and so forth. So, yeah, I think we're just excited to see what the next move will be.
Okay, good deal. Because I think that would be perfect for the county to do it, you know, just donate. Call your city manager, go, hey, you want this? Okay, we'll give it to you. Have a good day. Bye. You know, and then you sit back and start planning that. So that should be part of your master plan, is a top secret thing to do.
Well, if it's part of the master plan, it's not top secret. There's nothing in city government that's top secret, as we all know.
Yeah. What's going to happen?
Yeah, definitely. People want to be involved in that master plan survey. They can go to just the city's main page, and then in that drop-down menu under government, if they kind of look way over to the right, there's a big link that says Kingman Area Streets.
Right.
They can watch a fun little informational video to kind of learn more about the streets before they take the survey and kind of hang out on that interactive map for as long as they want and leave as many comments as they choose. So we're really excited to start pushing that out to the public as well.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Hey, you got a concert coming up.
Yeah, we have quite a few concerts coming up. We have May 14th, we have the Kingman Concert Band doing their show at 6 p.m. on the 14th at the Mojave County Library over on Bank Street. So I know they're really excited about that. Also, we have on May 14th, Mining for Laughs is a stand-up comedy show over in Oatman. So I think people are pretty excited about that. However, we want to make sure that it's an adult show only. It is not for the kids. There are some adult themes and some profanity. So just make sure you're not taking the kids to that one. It's definitely for adults only, and the sales open at 6 for that. So definitely a fun adult event for folks that want to attend that.
Let the kids play outside with the burros.
What's that?
Let the kids play outside with the burros.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. All right. So that's in Oatman, right?
Yes. Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then there's also here in Kingman is a singer-songwriter performer from Missouri, and he's kind of tours around and plays real small shows, but he's going to be at the Cellar Door Beer and Wine Bar May 18th for folks that, you know, want to hang out, you know, next week. Maybe they got a work weekend and they're off in the middle of the week, so the 18th is good for that. And then next Saturday we'll have Chillin' on Bill is going to make its return, and then also we have a 5K, you know, for the firefighters. We talk about Never Forget the 11 firefighters who died in the explosion in 73, so it's a 5K race to honor those 11 firefighters who were killed back in 1973.
Wow, yeah, I remember hearing about it. I wasn't here then, but I heard a lot about it. So, all right, so that's a 5K. And now, in a few weeks, you're going to have elections, but Kingman's kind of unique. You just have seats and one person for each seat kind of running, right?
Well, we have currently we have one person running for mayor. For those who don't know, the current mayor, Jen Miles, has decided to retire, so she's not running for re-election, and so our current vice mayor, Ken Watkins, is the only person running for mayor.
Right.
And then we also have some councilor seats open as well, and so we actually have some folks that before the write-in candidate kind of took its toll, I guess. We had some people put in, and then we also had some just recently some write-in candidates put their names in the hat too. So it looks like we should have a full primary. So we're looking forward to that. See how that works out.
All right. So then when they're a write-in candidate, means they didn't go through the steps to get signatures and everything, right?
Right, but they still have to obtain the same number of votes that they would have to get signatures in order to become have their name listed on the general election ballot in November.
Okay.
So they're write-in for the primary, but they still have to get that same number, which I think is around 300. I don't know quite for sure, but it's about they need to still get that number of votes to be on the general election ballot.
Yeah, that's tricky because then you have to count on the public to write your name in instead of just putting a little fill in the
and
little
box. And
they've
got to spell it right. They've got to spell it right of how you put your name on. You know, submitted your name.
Yeah.
You know, no nicknames. It's got to be how you had it, your legal name. So. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, and like I said, we're looking forward to the next election and some new folks that will be joining the council here next year.
Wow, it's all good. New blood is always a good thing sometimes to get some new blood in there that want to see and help out with the direction of the city.
Absolutely, and it's always nice. Those people that want to be involved, that want to be civically engaged, and want to make a difference within their community. It's really great that we're finding that many people that really do care about the community and want to be involved, because it is a hard job. It is, you know, meetings, it's a lot of reading, it's a lot of information, and it's a lot of decision-making that our council and mayor, you know, does for the city. So I think it's a really important job, and I think a lot of people get in there, and it's a definite eye-opener, because it's also an education piece, too, of what exactly the city does and what exactly the city doesn't do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it'll be fun.
In my Kiwanis Club, we have the mayor, and we have two members that are also on city council. So in our Kiwanis Club, we have three out of the seven are in our Kiwanis Club. So, but the mayor's retiring at the end of the year. The other two are rerunning for two-year seats because their seats were vacated during their 4 years. They came in as appointed individuals, and they're both running again for the two-year seats. And they're running unopposed. And then there's one other gentleman, Rod Head, who was our chief of police, who retired. And he came back and accepted an appointment for one of the two-year seats. And all three of them are running for the two-year seats again. So they have no competition against them. And two of them are in the Kiwanis Club. And then Rod's in the I think he's a Matador, and his wife is in the Rotary Club. So they're long-time busy volunteers.
That's right, yeah, very busy people.
Yep. And we have three people running for our mayor, and then I think there's four people running for the four-year seats, but there's only 2 4-year seats open. So, and we're going to have them in here in July, the second week in July, all the candidates in Bullhead City for our election. So, and then...
that'd be great.
Yeah, then I'll get with Annie and find out, you know, who your write-in's in. Maybe we'll get all them in, too, so...
And, yeah, I think actually I can give you those names now. I mean, there's still time. We can still accept more write-in candidates, but I can definitely give you those current names if you would like to reach out to those folks.
Yeah, because Annie sent me the original list, but everybody was kind of running unopposed, and I thought, well, there's no competition there. But now if they have some write-ins.
So, no, we have three people now that have taken those steps to do write-in candidacy. So right now... Those folks, it's Sean Savage and Marion Ward and, you know, Vice Mayor Ken Watkins. And then there's also the new ones are Cameron Pat, Stanley Hicks, and Kevin Sarkisian. I think I'm saying that correctly. So those three people are new to the write-ins. And then they also, you know, like our deadline isn't until June 23rd to accept more folks, too.
Okay. All right. So we got a little bit of time, but... I'll make sure.
And then Annie. A little over a month, so we can get more people as well involved.
We'll see if we can get them in here in July and interview them. Maybe the first week of August before the election, before the primary. So.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think people are curious about these new folks, and you know, there's no signs around town yet, so we're a little curious what's going to happen there, and not sure. We're kind of waiting to see also about our state legislature. They're still... down at the Capitol in Phoenix, and they were supposed to be done almost a month ago, but they're still at it. They're still trying to get a budget passed, so we'll see how that ends up, too, hopefully in the next month.
Okay. Hey, this morning I was visiting with Gary, who's kind of in charge of this Bighorn Booster Club Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament Scramble for MCC. You know, you've probably heard that the board voted they could start doing sports, but the board also voted not with our money. And so they're having, So the board said, yeah, you can do it, but you can't have our money. So, So now they're putting together a golf tournament. And he told me this morning they have over $75,000 in sponsorships for this tournament. So this is going to be big, and it is going to really kick off sports in MCC. The tournament itself is in June, and you can call Gary Reynolds at 768-4443 if you want to participate. It's going to be at Laughlin Ranch, and it's going to be big. And I think that this is going to really give the sports for MCC a real boost. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited about
fun.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he told me that this morning, I was like, wow, that's fantastic. So, all right, 10 minutes till. Let us take another break, and we're going to come right back with Colleen and talk for a few more minutes right after this. If you have questions, you can call in. Just grab your phone, 702-298-1063. We can have two people on the phone at one time. If you want a question about Kingman, call us up. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Do you remember when you couldn't be on the internet and phone at the same time? We've come a long way, and with Mojave Electric's fiber network and TWN's fast, reliable broadband services, you can be connected at the speed of light. There are over 3,000 MEC members who can subscribe to TWN services. Call 888-227-2095 or visit TWN's local store at 2020 Silver Creek Road, Suite 113D to see if you're fiber ready.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Do you and your friends often say, "Where do we want to go for lunch?" Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a smokehouse Philly, the keto cheeseburger, smokehouse turkey burger, portobello chicken sandwich, impossible vegan burger, a Cajun bowl, blue burger bowl, steak fajita bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
I'm an Arizona truck driver. I deliver food, medicine, supplies, and hope.
And during times of crisis, I support our communities. But every day I see people putting lives and families at risk.
Distracted driving is deadly, period. Be aware, be safe, and visit sharetheroadaz.com and find tips on how to drive safely around trucks.
This message is sponsored by the Arizona Trucking Association Foundation.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And the program each and every day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, and the grill. Oh, we went to dinner there, well, lunch on Saturday for our anniversary. And I had a burger, my wife had the ribs. And she brings the ribs home, and they last her about 4 or 5 days. They're so good. But they got steaks and pastas and salads and a happy hour nightly. Check it out. Dine in, dine out. Take it to go if you want. The Laughlin Ranch Grill. The whole menu's on their website, laughlinranch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. How are the comfort tools in your home? Are they going to keep you cool this summer? Do you need them to be serviced before it gets real, real hot? We'll call 928-758-2400. Make arrangements for Jeff to send his crew over, and they can service your AC, they can service your swamp cooler, check out your thermostats, make sure everything's in tune-up shape, perfect for you for the summer, and ready to go. If you want that, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, coming on here in a week or so, a couple weeks with a doctor. Yes, we got a new doctor coming on. Providing quality health care in the tri-state area for residents and visitors with a 24-hour emergency room available when you need it. A chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7. And a cardiac rehab unit. Complete. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE, because they do. 928-763-2273. Claudia answers the phone and she'll transfer it to anyone who can help you. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery had lunch there yesterday with a lunch meeting. Our chamber ambassadors are getting ready to put together a new teacher mixer. And so yesterday was our planning meeting, and we did it at Perkins. And we all ate. I had breakfast, and Jackie Jensen had lunch, and The other gentleman had dinner, and we all sit there and had a big meeting. You can do that, too. You know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long. And I had a piece of pie because I got an email yesterday for a free pie. They were like, nobody else brought that in. Well, I did. So a free slice of banana cream pie. It was so good. But you can take a whole pie home if you want. Or you can take home cookies or muffins. Yeah. Brownies. Eclairs. They got that, too. Chocolate peanut butter drop. Chocolate overload cake. And don't forget Fish Fridays. All you can eat at Perkins. All right, we got 4 minutes left here with the public information officer from Kingman. Colleen, what else is happening in Kingman? Other than it's kind of dry. You guys didn't get much rain this year, did you?
I know it is dry. And so, you know, we talked about National Police Week starting tomorrow. And I also want to touch on our other, you know, first responders, our firefighters. This is May is National Wildfire Awareness Month. Well, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
So we just want to caution people, you know, we've seen the destructions that, you know, these wildfires can just really run through neighborhoods. We saw what happened, you know, on New Year's, you know, in Colorado with, you know, hundreds of homes being destroyed by, you know, a fire that just blew out of control. We've had, you know, some terrible windy days. We are still under a red flag warning from the National Weather Service. So we just really want to caution people, you know, hey, please don't, you know, flick your lit cigarette butts out the window. Please make sure you're not dragging chains. You know, those little sparks can really, you know, cause some pretty major damage. We've already had fires, you know, near Flagstaff. We've had homes destroyed already this year. There's already just tons of fires raging in the Southwest. So I think we're all a little on edge that it's going to be a really bad fire season. So we're just really reminding folks to please use caution with those open fires. If you're going to go camping, please make sure that fire is completely out. Or if it's windy, just don't have one at all. You know, that those embers can really sail in the winds we've had around here, and I'd hate for anyone to lose their home because of somebody's carelessness out and about.
Well, and that's so true. You know, and spending 31 years in the fire department and going on wildland fires and house fires, you know, you got to have an exit plan. You got to have working smoke alarms. And you got to be prepared. And that defensible space around residents that live in the interface area between cities and mountains, that's a major priority.
Exactly.
Okay, Colleen, what's your phone number for City Hall if people want that didn't call in today want to call you up with a question?
Well, they can reach me numerous different ways. They can definitely shoot me an email. Which is just B-H-A-I-N-E-S, at cityofkingman.gov. And then if they want to give me a call, they can, you know, call my office, which is, of course, area code 928, and then 753-8571. I'm always super happy to talk to people and inform people and find out information on what's going on and definitely help anyone however I can by hooking them up with the right department, the right person to get their questions asked and answered. So, yeah, definitely give me a call, and I'm always happy to help.
Fantastic. Colleen, thank you so much for pitch hitting for the battalion chief today and calling in. And
absolutely.
Making everyone in the county.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.